Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow, this egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination.
If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Peter here. Have you ever heard of a courtroom drama? You know, the kind of story that takes place in a courtroom during a high-stakes trial, but with a whole lot of extra drama thrown in. With lawyers yelling, "Objection!" or the judge banging her gavel while screaming, "Order in the court!" Well, if you like that kind of thing, then you're going to love today's new story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Jacob. I'm 11 years old, and I live in California. And this is my story, The Dog Jelly Bean Shop.
It's a disgrace.
It's a scandal.
Order! Order! I, Judge Elijah Q. Broccoli, bring this court to order. We will now hear the case of Jill the Dog, Jellybean Shop Owner, versus Bob the Human, some guy.
Judge Broccoli, I may just be a simple country lion named David T. Lion III, Esquire, J.D.M.D., D.D.S., but I am here in court today to represent my client, Bob the Human.
Hi, I'm Bob.
And to say to you all that there dog is operating the town's jellybean shop illegally.
I've always had my suspicions about that dog.
Honey, just last week you said that Jill the dog is so lovely.
That does sound like me.
The court will keep their opinions to themselves.
Bark! I'm Jill the dog, a little dog who wanted to do something big for her community by setting up a jelly bean shop.
Do you also have a suit-wearing lion lawyer representing you, Ms. Jill?
I will be representing myself.
Oh, really? Well, isn't that sweet? Sorry, I just like the sound of gavel mix. Continue. You see, my client, Bob the Human...
Hi, I'm Bob.
...has discovered new evidence to suggest that this dog has transgressed, but not yet confessed. So I must protest that this dog jelly bean shop is illegal. And not only that, it doesn't even carry popcorn-flavor jelly beans.
Objection. I was just trying to open a jelly bean shop to help the town.
Overruled. Hey, that's my job. My apologies, Your Honor, but you see, I just get a little carried away sometimes trying to uphold the law. Carry on. Now, on behalf of Bob the Human...
Hi, I'm Bob.
I present new evidence that will show how this dog, who is on trial, is in denial...
Excuse me while I move into
the aisle...
Hey, watch it!
...and call to the stand Jill the dog.
I was already sitting here.
Well, how convenient. Now... To the evidence. I have here a document that claims that Jill the dog is the owner of our town's jelly bean shop. Now, Jill the dog, would you please read the following line from said document?
Okay, I, Jill the dog, found a jelly bean on the floor and decided to open a store about it. Due to the ancient legal principle of finders keepers, I am now the rightful owner of the dog jelly bean shop.
Ha! Gotcha!
But that proves that I am the legal owner.
She's right, you know.
Did she say that the jelly beans I've been eating from her shop were found on the floor?
Yes. I found a jelly bean on the floor, so I wanted to make sure the whole town had jelly beans. Except for the popcorn flavor, because it's gross.
Objection! Overruled. It is gross. Evidence part the second. We have proof that my client, Bob the Human...
Hi, I'm Bob.
...loves jelly beans.
I do love jelly beans.
In fact, his entire life is nothing but jelly beans.
I wouldn't say that.
So much so that he wanted to open his own jelly bean shop until Jill the dog stole his idea.
I would never steal an idea. I'm just a dog with big dreams and a paw full of jelly beans I found on the floor.
I would love more details on this whole floor jelly beans thing.
If I had known Bob the Human wanted to start his own jelly bean shop, I would have happily gone into business with him. We could have been partners or even friends.
That honestly sounds lovely.
Quiet, Bob. Evidence the third, presented by David T. Lyon Esquire and Harvard Lyon School graduate Summa Cum Lyon, and definitely not the shadow owner of the neighboring town's jelly bean store. Jelly beans are me.
Hey, wait.
Quiet, Bob. We have evidence showing that that there dog is 12 years old.
Oh, I have a niece that age.
12 years old. Which is not even old enough to rent a dog car, see a PG-13 dog movie, or even book a room at the hotel for dogs. And yet, here she is running a business.
A business that helps the town.
Irrelevant! I present to you, ladies and gentlemen of the court, the notion, the commotion, that these plans that were put into motion when Jill the dog opened that jelly bean shop were illegal because she is... an underage business dog!
But all I wanted to do was help my little town get some jelly beans.
And yet the evidence is indisputable.
I'm sort of having second thoughts.
Ladies and gentlemen of the court, let me continue by yelling loudly and sounding shocked. Are you Jill the dog?
Yes.
Are you the owner of the jelly bean shop?
Well, yes, I...
And are you 12 years old?
Yes, but I
And isn't it illegal to own a business when you're that young?
I'm trying to start something
Answer the question, dog. Isn't it illegal?
I admit it. I am an underage business dog.
I rest my case. This is a disgrace. And Jill's ownership of the jelly bean shop should be erased. I did it. Great job, me. Hallelujah. See you later. The end.
Order! Order! Order in the court!
Now that that's all settled out, in a totally unrelated note, did you all know that Jelly Beans Are Me has a buy one, get three for the price of four sale going on right now?
But I...
I'm sorry, Jill, but this case is closed. 12 years of age is simply too young.
to run a business.
Hold on a second.
Now, what else could you possibly have to say?
There's just one more thing. I am 12 years old. In dog years, but we all know that one dog year is actually the legal equivalent of 7 human years. So that would make me...
512 years old?
Not quite.
Hold on. Two, negative 3 years old?
84 years old.
Oh, yes, right. I was close.
Now, wait just a second.
That dog's a genius.
And getting up there in dog years.
Well, this changes everything. 84 is old enough to book a room in a hotel for humans. It's almost too old to rent a human car. And it's certainly old enough to own a small business.
Exactly.
Now, wait just one second. I did not go to Harvard Lion School to be embarrassed by some dog.
I sentenced Jill the dog to having her shop be reopened.
Oh, thank you, Judge Broccoli. Bob, would you like to team up with me and become partners in the Jelly Bean Shop?
Boy, would I.
And our town is sentenced to having all the jelly beans their heart desires.
You can't sentence the town.
Case closed.
You can't do this. I've never lost a case before.
Sorry, I just like banging the gavel.
The end!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story. We read them all.
You know
Our first story comes to us from a 6-year-old from California named Sophie. And Sophie's story is called The Science Project. Now, Sophie's story is incredible. It's jam-packed with incredible details. And instead of explaining it to you, I'm just going to list some random details that I thought were super fun. They are as follows. The name, Dr. San Francisco. 7 tiny monsters painted all the colors of the rainbow. And a teacher named Professor Coconut. Bravo, Sophie. Bravo. Our next story comes from a 14-year-old from Canada named Ewan. And Ewan's story is called Stealing Hot Dogs from the Gods. Ewan's story is truly incredible. It is hilarious. It has awesome dialogue. It is truly epic. And the details are out of this world. There's a god of cheese. There's a god of snacks. Ewan, you had me at god of snacks. Incredible work. Up next, from a 7-year-old from Louisiana named Amelia, it's the Tooth Jail. Now, everybody knows that the Tooth Fairy comes at night to take your teeth. But where does the Tooth Fairy take your teeth to? To Tooth Jail. You heard me right. It's Tooth Jail. Who knew? Apparently, Amelia did. Great job, Amelia. And our final story comes to us from a 5-year-old from Delaware named, get this, Siegfried. No, not that Siegfried, the ancient Viking that lives on the Story Pirate ship, Siegfried the Orange. No, this is Siegfried, the awesome kid story writer. And Siegfried's story is called, Oh No, Eggio. Siegfried wrote a whole awesome book full of multicolored pages, illustrations, and fun dialogue. Here's my favorite line from the story. Oh, we know this guy, and he's my dad. Awesome job, Siegfried. To read all of today's Roll Call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. And a big thanks to Jacob, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, McKenna Cox, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. The Dog Jelly Bean Shop was adapted by Dylan Fugel and features performances by Chris Ferry, Lindsay Ford, Tara Halpern, Nick Canellis, Peter McNerney, and Dominic Russo. Man, I really like that story today. It's really fun to scream objection whenever...
Objection!
Oh, it's the lion lawyer. Lion lawyer, no, you don't need to...
Objection!
We're not in a courtroom.
Objection!
Are you just going to interrupt?
Objection!
What are you objecting to?
Objection!
Okay, there's no judge here to...
Overruled!
Why are you doing this?
Objection!
Can you just stop...
Objection!
I object to you.
Irrelevant!
No, objection.
Objection.
I object.
Objection.
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 Overrule.
Objection.
Stop it.
Objection.
Stop it.
Objection.
I'm ignoring you.
Objection.
Please stop it.
Objection.
Okay, you're not here.
Objection. Objection.
I object to you.
Irrelevant.
Objection. Objection.
Objection.
Sustained.
Thank you.
Oh. So we're friends again?
Objection.
Ugh.